My wife and I have been talking with everything going on, all the craziness that's gone on in 2020, and I'm going to bring out kind of what came out of that conversation. But if you think about it for just a little bit, 2020, we're like 7 months in, we're just a little over halfway, and you think about everything that has taken place. We've lost, just in this house alone, we've lost several saints to this church. Several amazing people that impacted this church, impact our community this year, and we lost them this year. And it's crazy to think that. And then we go, take it a little step further, that as that's taken place, we sit there and think about all the things that have taken place in our nation. We saw all the inequality, and we saw the riots and the protests and all these things that had taken place. So our nation, our church, our nation has been massively affected. And then we take it another step further, and we think about this coronavirus, this massive virus thing that has swept the entire world. The whole world has been in pain in unity. Isn't that kind of scary? That's kind of crazy. The whole world has been going through something at this very moment right now. And it's crazy. So as I was talking to Crystal and I was talking to my wife and we're talking about all these things, we're talking about just all the pain and everything that has been taking place in this time. First of all, I'm going to say this, that if you're going through pain, if you're dealing with something right now, or maybe you're just frustrated with the whole situations and everything taking place, because I know the masks are driving me nuts. I'm sure they're driving you nuts, okay? But if we think about all that stuff, I'm going to tell you that it's okay to feel the pain. It's okay to cry. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to have to deal with it and work through it. That's important. We have to process that pain. I don't know about you, but I had struggles in my life, and I dealt with addiction, specifically sexual addiction. And I struggled with it for years, and then even as I thought I had overcome it and Jesus healed me of it, that whenever pain or a situation came back in my life I didn't know how to deal with, it became this thing that I ran to mask the pain, to cope with the pain. So as we go through pain, sometimes we use things, addictions or things to mask what we're feeling, or we push away the ones that love us the most, or we shrink back and we don't pursue God anymore, but we go in a little hole and we seclude ourselves. Whatever your coping mechanism is, we deal with it in these ways and many other ways as well on top of it. But I'm here to tell you this morning that first of all, one, that you should feel no guilt and shame for feeling the pain. But what I'm concerned with, my biggest concern is what do you do with that pain? Because when pain comes, pain pushes, and it pushes you in a direction. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what direction is our pain pushing us into? Where is it taking us? Are we going to those addictions? Are we going to secluding ourselves? Or maybe we're just going and talking trash about people and just being angry all the time. Whatever it is, are we resolving it that way? Or are we really deciding to press into the presence of God and get more of God in this time? Or do we stay there and stay in that pain? So the title of this message is When Pain Pushes. It's going to push us. Because even think about it, all the craziness that has taken place in this world, in this nation, in this house today, that even when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, when he went to raise the dude from the dead, he still wept and he knew he was going to raise him from the dead. I mean, think about in our realm of thinking, we don't know always the outcome. It's okay to feel a little pain. It's okay to cry a little bit. It's okay to mourn. But we can't stay in that place. We have to learn how to process that pain and process that hurt and process that frustration in the right way. So I got 3 points for you guys today of how we're going to try to push through and how we're going to process these things. The first thing is let pain push you into the presence of God. Let pain push you into the presence of God. If you need joy, if you need hope, if you need peace, you're going to only get it from Jesus. You're only going to get it from God's presence. The verse I have for you guys today is out of Luke 8, 43 through 44. And this is the story of the woman with the issue of blood. It says, and a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, I don't know about you. Anything bleed for 12 years and don't die, I'm impressed anyway. But she bled for 12 years and no one could heal her. She struggled with this thing. She came up behind him and she touched the edge of his cloak and immediately the bleeding stopped. The reality is that she recognized her pain. She recognized her suffering. And instead of staying in that place, instead of being succumbed to that place, she decided to press her way and to press through the crowd and press through the resistance because she knew if she got in the presence of God, she would be healed. She knew she would get what she needed if she got in the presence of God. And all it took was a touch, a little touch of his presence can make all the difference in the world. So as you're dealing with your pain and you're dealing with your frustration and you're dealing with the craziness of this season, I want to remind you that if you press in to the presence of God, you're going to find everything you need because he is more than enough. He is more than enough. His word says that he is the wellspring of life. He is the living water. If you drink from him, you'll never be thirsty again. If I drink this water, now I'm a big dude. This ain't going to do. All right. So if I drink this bottle of water, and really I'm supposed to have like six of these a day. That ain't going to happen. But if I drink this water, odds are I'm going to be thirsty again. This isn't going to do me but for so long. And that's what happens in life. We use things to cope and deal with our mechanisms. But then what happens is we're still thirsty again later. The flesh is never satisfied. It will never be satisfied. The only way you can get satisfaction is if you get in the presence of God because he is the living water. His scripture says you will never be thirsty again. Why? Because he's the source. He's the source. If I went where this bottle came from, probably a water treatment plant. But if I really went to like an ocean or a lake or wherever a stream where that water came from, I would probably never be thirsty again. Why? Because I'm at the source. The flow doesn't stop. There's more water than that can contain me, that I can contain. So we have to go to the source. We have to go to the presence of God because he is going to give you everything you need to make it through this season and to carry you to the next season. It's so important, so important. And I know what you're saying. You're saying 2020 is crazy. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to cope with this. I don't know how to get out of this. That's how you get out of it. First, you got to get in his presence. And anything else, just get in his presence. When I think of 2020, I actually think of, I don't know if you guys ever saw this movie, Tommy Boy. Okay, like I have like a lot of movies that I really should have never watched. So, especially before I was saved. So they're in this movie, Tommy Boy. They're like selling brake pads and they're driving down the street and they're singing this song. And the song is like this old like 80s song. It's like, it's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. And they're just like rocking out, you know, and everything else. But that's the way like 2020 has felt. It's felt like it is the end of the world is coming, and I don't feel prepared, and I don't feel ready for it. I don't know how to deal and cope with all these situations. And that's why it's so important that we get in the presence of God, because he's going to help us to deal with it. He's going to help us to heal. He's going to help us to process. It says in Scripture, God shall supply all your needs, right? All of your needs. Not half of them, not a little bit. He's going to give you all your needs. He's going to supply everything you need in that season and in that moment. The next thing I have for you guys, after getting in the presence of God, the second point I have for you is to make sure that as you're in his presence, God will give you your purpose for that season, your purpose for that time. The verses I have are out of Philippians 1, 12 through 14, and this is when Paul is in chains. This is the prison epistles, hashtag letters. He wrote several books while he was in prison. This is what he said in this set of verses. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and all dare the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. Now, I'm going to be real. I don't know what you're going through. I don't understand everything you're going through. I don't understand everything I go through. We try to take God and we try to take this limitless being that has incomprehensible knowledge and we try to fit him in this little tiny box of human thinking and human rationale. It's not going to work. We can't contain him. We can't understand him because it says in Scripture, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We're not going to understand everything. And we have to accept that. It's okay if you don't know. I'll be real. There's a lot of answers I don't have. even looking through scripture, even praying about it, there's a lot of things I don't have answers to. But I know if I get in his presence, there I'm going to find my purpose, because he's going to give me everything I need. And he's going to give me the instruction for the next picture. So, and that's what Paul did. I love Paul. Paul's one of my favorite dudes in the whole New Testament. Why? Because he like wrote most of it. But he's amazing because in the midst of his pain, in the midst of chaos, he pressed through to the presence of God. And in the presence of God, he found his purpose for that season, for that moment. He found purpose in it. And if we don't have purpose, we're not moving forward. We're standing still. We're dead in the water. We have no direction. The only direction we have is to go back instead of going forward, because why? We're focused on ourselves. Purpose gives you the ability to put others above yourself. It changes your whole outlook. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you process. It changes the way how you spend money, how you deal with things, how you spend your time. Purpose changes everything. So it's important that we get into that presence of God. And when we're there and we're in his presence, he will show us our purpose. He will show us the instruction that we need to take in the next place we need to go. I'm going to be real with you. Like, my wife works for Joy Ministries, and it's a wonderful ministry. It's an outreach ministry. And their big thing is that they just want to meet people where they're at and bless them and give them the word of God and win souls for the kingdom. I mean, it's our goal here. We want to win souls for the kingdom. But while I was there, I served in this ministry for a time, and one of the things I did was a prayer line. So people would call in, and you would pray for them. And I'll be real, like, sometimes it was tough. But I don't know about you, but in these moments that I had to pray for people, sometimes they were going through the very thing that I was going through. And how am I supposed to pray for this person to help guide them to the next level when I'm trying to figure it out? You know what I mean? So it became this challenge, but God was so good that he would give me everything I need to pray for that person as we came together and we came in unity, because it says in God's word to carry one another's burdens, right? So even if you don't understand it, even if you don't have the answer, as you come together in unity, there's power there, because it says in his word, where two or more gathered, he is in the midst of them, right? Exactly. So his power and his presence was there. And maybe even though I didn't have the answer, I could stand in agreement with that person, and we both got filled up. It was a filling for both of us. And then sometimes too, even though you're walking through something and maybe someone's going through the same thing, maybe you're a little further along in that journey and you have some wisdom and you have something that you can pour into that person that they didn't think about. You have a word for them that maybe the Lord gave you that's going to help carry them through this season, through this time in their life. So it's so important that we focus on that purpose. It's bigger than us. Your purpose is bigger than you. It's bigger than the season. It's bigger than the pain. And don't get me wrong, we have to deal with our pain. We have to process things. There's a time to deal with that, but we have to make sure that we're pressing forward to God's presence and then focusing on the purpose that God has for us in that season, in that moment right now. Amen. Amen. And then the final point I have for you guys, after you pushed into the presence of God and after you found your purpose in God's presence, he's going to give you that instruction. You just follow it. Half the time it won't make sense. That's a good thing. Follow it, okay? Those who know what I'm saying. But as you get in there, you're going to find the promise of God. You're going to find God's promises. Why? Because like I said, the picture is even bigger than your pain. The picture is even bigger than the season, right? The picture. So you ever have one of those mazes? I don't know if you guys remember these. I do, because like when I was like a little kid, these things were like huge. It was like those 3D mazes, and it's like a dot, like 1,000 dots, or like a couple little squiggly lines, and there's like millions of them, and you're supposed to focus on this thing, and then as you focus on this thing, this image pops out, right? We may not understand the instruction. We may not understand the little dot or the little squiggly line, but there's a bigger picture at hand than us. And the problem is that so many times we get focused on the pain, but we can't focus on the pain. We have to focus on his presence. We have to focus on the purpose and look forward to the promise at the end of it. The Israelites, that's what their problem was. If you looked at them, they struggled and wandered in the desert for 40 years. They didn't need to be there that long. They didn't need to be there that long. But what happened was is that they didn't focus on the right things. They didn't focus on God's presence. They didn't focus on God's promises. They didn't focus on pretty much their mission. They didn't focus on their purpose. Instead, they focused on their pain. They focused on how they were uncomfortable. They were focused on all the wrong things. And because they were focused on the wrong things, they missed out on the promised land. And that can happen to us. As we deal with that pain, as we deal and process those situations that we don't like, that if we don't focus on God and focus on the purpose and focus on the promise of God, that we can be lost in the wilderness and we'll never see the promised land. Because remember, it was a whole other generation that made it. And then there was only two that went through, was Joshua and Caleb. Moses got to see it, but he didn't even get there. And he helped free them, right? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be stuck in the wilderness. I don't want to be left behind. I want to focus on the bigger picture at hand. So pain can limit you or launch you forward in your relationship, can launch you forward in the promise of God, can launch you forward in the presence of God. That's what we need to focus on. We need to be so consumed and so focused with the bigger picture that the other stuff, that we, it doesn't keep us there. Because we got to move forward. We can't stay here. We can't stay in that place. We have to move forward because there's something bigger at hand, right? I got an illustration for you guys. I'll be right back. Stay here. I'll be right back. This is where I don't come back for like 40 minutes and see if you're still here. It's all part of the plan. I haven't decided what it is yet. All right, now Pastor Hans kind of did this illustration. Francis Chan kind of did it too. I'm stealing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you may be wondering what this rope is attached to. Probably my toddler walking around in the parking lot right now. Oh, wait, he's sitting there. Maybe it's your toddler. I don't know. So anyway, that could be bad, right? We don't talk about that. So this represents your life. This represents everything. All right, so this little red marker right here is right now. This is your life in the natural. This whole big shebang right here, whoop, that's eternity. That's eternity. That's the promise of God, because it says in God's word that if you believe in him, you have everlasting life, right? You have all of eternity. You're not living just for the 100 years or 120 or 52 or whatever you got here on this earth. You're living for something bigger. But so many times we sit there and we live for this little red line, which is our life right now. Yep, this is when I was 16 and my zits went away. So when I got my first girlfriend at 17. This is when I wrecked my car and hit a cow right here. Yeah, it's about right there. Yeah. This is where I plan to retire right here. I've been saving up money. I plan to retire here maybe for like 5 years because I'll probably like blow myself up in something stupid. So about there. So we live and we save and we live for this little moment, this little stick that doesn't amount to much. When we have all of eternity to look forward to. There's a bigger picture at hand. People need you. There are people around you right now that are hurting, that are grieving, that are going through things in this nation, and right now they need you. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. It didn't happen by chance that you're here today. It didn't happen by chance that you're watching online. This was ordained by God, because why? There is a bigger picture at hand, and God doesn't want you to be in pain any longer. He wants you to get into his presence, and then he wants to fill your cup to overflowing. Why? Because there's people who need you, because it isn't just about your eternity, is about other people's eternity, right? There's a bigger picture. There's a bigger play at hand right now. It's a bigger picture at hand. And I don't know about you, but I want to win souls for the kingdom. It doesn't matter what I face in this earth. It doesn't matter what I grow through and how hard it's been, because I know, you know what? There's eternity to look forward to. I am a prince of the king, man. I'm a prince of the most high. You are princesses and princes of the most high as well. You have an inheritance for you. God wants to have communion, have relationship with you right now. And that's the thing. We can't stay in the storm. We can't stay in that place. Because if we stay there, it's just going to destroy us. It's just going to take us out. And then all that anointing and all that power and all that talent that God has given you is going to go to waste. But once you get in that presence and you find that purpose and you focus on that promise, you're going to win so many souls for the kingdom. The devil won't be able to stop you. The building won't be able to contain it. Heaven's going to overflow because there's going to be so many souls because you're allowing God to use you in that season. So we can't stay in that place. We can't stay there. We got to go. We got things to do, baby. We can't stay there. If I can get the band to go ahead and come up, we'll get ready and close here. There's so many words I want to use to describe this year. I don't feel like getting fired today, so we'll wait till next week. But it's been a rough year. It's been a rough, rough year. But you know what? Like I said, we don't know God's plan. We don't understand it. That's okay. But what I do know is that in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my sorrow, He's going to give me a word to preach. He's going to give me what I need to change some lives. And He's going to give me everything I need to be filled up to carry that anointing and to carry that word. This week is a fine example. It's been tough, like with Miss Jackie passing. But this word came out of that pain. It's the same thing for you guys. The pain that you're feeling, the stuff that you're processing, you don't understand. There is something there that God is going to use in you. And it's going to set a fire in you. It's going to set a passion in you when you get in His presence. And you have to let go. You can't hold on to that pain. You can't stay in mourning. There's a time for it, but you can't stay there. Because there's people who need your truth, who need your love, who need the Word of God and need the presence of God on their lives and need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire, right? Right? If I can get everybody just to go ahead and stand, and we're going to get ready to close out right here. I'm quick, baby. I'm like DiGiorno. I'm already in your freezer 15 minutes. I'm done, all right? That's just how I am. You ain't got to wait 45, all right? I'm to the point. If I can get every head bowed, every eye closed. If there's anybody in this house right now that's saying that, you know what, Conrad, your message is right on point. I'm going through some pain right now. I'm dealing with some stuff. I'm dealing with the frustration of this nation. I'm dealing with the frustration of everything that has taken place in 2020. If that's you today and you just say, you know what, I want you to pray for me. I just want you to stand in the gap. I want you to stand in unity with me. If that's you today, I just want you to raise your hand. I'm just going to pray for you. Amen, amen. Raise your hands if you're feeling it. If you need prayer, raise your hands. I'm standing in agreement. Why? Because that means Jesus is going to be with us together. He'll be in the midst of us right now. Amen. Amen. You don't have to face it alone. God is with you. Just get in His presence and hear the voice of God. Hear the purpose and focus on the promise. Focus on the soul saved. Focus on the new outreaches that are going to come out. Focus on the business plan that God has for you. Whatever He's pouring into you in that moment, that next instruction, you focus on that. Because it'll carry you to the promised land. It'll carry you to the next level. And just like Joshua, you're going to lead a whole generation of people into the promised land, into the kingdom with you. I'm going to pray over you guys real quick, and then I'm going to do another prayer before I dismiss everybody. But I just want to pray for those who are in pain, who are mourning, whether on TV, watching us online, or whether here. Dear Jesus, Father, I thank You and I praise You for who You are. I thank You that Your promises are new each and every single day, that we are not an accident, we are not a mistake, that even though we don't understand what's going on right now, God, that You're in control, God, that You're going to turn things around for Your good, Father, that You're going to bring revival in this place, Father. I curse right now the devil's schemes. I just pray for every person in this house, Lord, that You break off any discouragement, You break off any shame, You break off any guilt, Father, that You remove the pain, Lord God, that You fill them with joy and peace, Lord God. You fill them with Your presence to overflowing, Father. That God, that You give them purpose, Lord God, and that they would focus on the promise, they would focus on the outcome, they would focus on the bigger picture, God, and not worry about themselves, God, but they would be kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused, Father, right now. I declare that You break off all yoke of bondage and addiction, that You remove anything in their lives that is hindering their walk, that is hindering them from entering in to Your presence right now, Father. I declare You break it off of them and You fill them up, Father. And we give You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey guys, thanks so much for watching or listening to our podcast. I'm so honored that you tuned in, and I pray the sermon was a great blessing to you. I don't know where you are right now in life, but I know one thing: God loves you and He has a plan for your life. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, How about praying this prayer with me, opening up your heart and inviting the Lord to come in? Come on, just a simple prayer. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you one of those whosoevers? If so, open up your heart right now and just pray with me. Just say, Father in heaven, I accept Jesus Christ into my life. Forgive me of all my sin and give me a new start today. In Jesus' name I pray, and you can say amen where you are. Please join us online for more information. We hope you come back and visit us, and we love you dearly, and go follow God and go into the destiny that He has for your life.